here. Just before July 4th, we got a great turnout. Great turnout.
A lot of parking spots out here?
Not many, not many. Well, we got a great show coming up, too. Great. Who do we have today?
Edward Jones, Best One Tire of South Central Michigan, XL Staffing, Exit Realty, Mortgage One. Busy program.
We do have a busy program, but we're going to start out today with Edward Jones Investments. Is there anything going on in the market today or something? I mean, I haven't noticed it. The market's kind of just quiet, isn't it, out there?
Yeah, it's been a quiet couple days.
We're going to welcome today. We've got Kelly Langley, Claudia Driscoll, and Chris Langley here to talk from Edward Jones. And, yeah, you talk about, I don't know if I want to use the word exciting, but frightening maybe is a better word. And
I like exciting.
Exciting?
Yes.
Why is it exciting? Why is the market so exciting today? Tell me that so I can feel better and make Mike feel better here too.
I think it's exciting because the market is one of permanent advancement and temporary setback. And short-term noise should never pull you off your goal. And it's a great buying opportunity if you have extra funds to buy at lower prices. And if not, just hold tight and let your investments do their job for you.
Really? Great buying opportunity. I bet there's some good stocks that really took a big hit that are really good stocks out there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you're from Edward Jones. There's Edward Jones offices in Jackson. So what's different about Edward Jones?
Well, let me explain. And thank you, Rick. Good morning, everyone. I'm Kelly Langley, and I am here today to share some information about Edward Jones, some history and culture about our firm. Edward Jones Investments is a full-service financial services firm, and we serve investors in the U.S. and Canada. Every aspect of our business, from the types of investments we offer to the location of our offices, is designed to cater to the individual investor in the community in which we live and work. And you may have seen one of our 10 offices in Jackson County, and that's because we believe you deserve more than a 1-800 number when it comes to your financial future and exciting times like this in the market. And something else you may not know is that we are a Fortune 500 company. With that comes thousands of associates at our home offices in St. Louis, Missouri, and sophisticated technology that support us local advisors right here in Jackson to help us with these exciting times and good opportunities. So whether you are new to investing or have been for years, I think you owe it to yourself to experience the difference of working with an Edward Jones advisor. Our firm is built to deliver personalized service. We treat you with the respect you deserve, and we've been doing it since 1922. And
okay, 1922, and there's 10 offices in Jackson. Like, wow, that is a lot of offices. I know in our notes here that you say that you guys are ideal client experience. So what's an ideal client experience? Oh, that's my phone. Must be Washington calling.
Great ringtone, though.
Los Angeles, California. Isn't that amazing? I know.
Well, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Rick. You know, I, along with Mary Ellen, run the office at 2161 Ferguson Road across from Knight Steakhouse. And we believe there is an advantage in working with Edward Jones Advisor, who knows you and knows your financial goals. And that's what we really think makes Edward Jones different from other investment firms. And we've come up with five qualities that might make your listeners a good fit for Edward Jones. Number one, do you want someone that understands you? Do you want to partner with a financial advisor who really gets to know you, your family, your goals, and what's important to you? Number two, clearly explains investing. Are you looking for a financial advisor who will spend time educating you on investment topics and answering your questions? Three, knows your investment style. Do you want someone who makes recommendations in your best interest and explains how they can help you make progress towards your goals? Number four, meets on your schedule. Meeting with a financial advisor should be convenient, and you should have different options, whether that means meeting in person, over the phone, or by WebEx. And WebEx allows us to meet with clients while they're in the comfort of their own home. And finally, number five, stays in touch. I want a financial advisor to contact me to reassure me that I'm on the right track, especially in these volatile times, and make suggestions even if you're not expecting it. To sum it up, that's really what an ideal client experience is.
That sounds pretty good, but I want to know, what's the best stock to buy today now? Which one went really down and took the big hit? Come on.
I like McDonald's.
I like McDonald's, Rick.
Really? That took a big hit?
3-4%.
Really? McDonald's, huh? Are they a fast food company?
They are.
I thought it was McDonald's roofing or something. Okay. We've got Claudia up next. You're a financial advisor?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
And thank you, Chris and Kelly, for that information. And good morning, Jackson. I'm Claudia Driscoll, and I, along with Jesse Seeley, run the Edward Jones branch at 1220 West Parnell in the Gallery Place Plaza in the Northwest Jackson area. We get it. We know investing is complicated. When a new or potential client comes in, 99% of the time, they have no idea what shape their long-term finances are in or how to get those finances in place so they can either put a child or a grandchild through college, have money saved for an emergency, help support another family member, or truthfully, the biggest of all is retire. So in fact, there was a survey done by Alliance Finance of people in their late 40s that found 77% of those surveyed were more worried about outliving their money in retirement than death itself. So how do we help them meet their goals? We ask some key questions to get an overall picture. Where are you today? What is your current situation? How does the client feel about the ups and downs of the market? This helps guide us to the appropriate investments based on their answers. And then we listen carefully to what their plans and dreams are. We answer any and all questions they have. There is nothing more important to me than knowing what's important to my clients. Then we use an established process that's customized to each client. So you might ask, what does that mean? Well, let's take retirement, for example, since that's usually number one to everybody. So we start out with, you know, where am I today? How much have I saved for retirement? Where would I like to be in my retirement savings? When do I want to retire? And how much will I need to make sure I don't run out of money in my retirement? And in reality, about 90% of our time is spent helping you stay on track. There's rebalancing, there's new opportunities, especially at this time, and so forth. And so as time goes on, we know life brings changes in our lives. The plan we set in the beginning may change, but the goal is always the same, financial security. Thank you.
Is it too late for Greg and me to start planning for retirement?
Never.
It's never too late?
Okay. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either. I'd say probably the best thing you can ever teach anybody is to start saving young.
Absolutely.
Have you heard from your clients this week?
Yes.
Is there any panic or how are you advising them?
Well, I started on Friday actually calling those that I knew would be a little panicky because you know your clients very well. So I called them first before they called me and let them know not to panic. This is just a temporary setback. And the market will come back. And we've been through setbacks before and everything's going to be fine. Don't panic. Don't sell. Just sit back and we'll be fine.
You're not worried at all?
No, there's nothing I can do to control the market.
I feel good.
We'll be fine.
Time to buy. It's time to buy now.
Absolutely. It's like taking your 30% off coupon and going to Kohl's.
Good point. You want to say something, Chris? I thought you were going to grab the microphone right there. Well, I did think.
I think I just made Chris spit.
All right. Well, you know, I guess like I say, it is an interesting time out there in the market.
Absolutely.
It is time to buy. Don't worry about it. It will change. You know, whatever. It will come back. It always comes back.
Absolutely.
It is still America. It's still probably the best place in the world to put your money and everything else. So we're going to be fine. Don't freak out. And so, but start saving. Start saving. You understand? Start saving today. All right. Well, hey, well, thanks for Edward Jones and all the Edward Jones offices here, 10 of them. You guys have a lot of people in this community. Appreciate it. And good
Thank
luck.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thank you. Next up, we're going to talk about tires now.
You know, it's a great segue.
It's a great segue. We have Best One Tire and Service of South Central Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
introduce yourself.
Yeah, because I don't think you're Samantha, are you?
You don't look like Samantha to me.
My name's David Burgos. I'm the president of Best One Tire of Central Michigan. This is my wife, Samantha, and she is the vice president. and we're happy to be here. And it's always tough following the investments with tires, but it's like you said, it's a good segue.
Everybody's got to have them.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about your business.
Well, Best One Tires, we've been in Jackson since 1984. It was formerly known as Migrants Tire, and we came on as owners and new managing partners in 2014. And we moved here from Northwest Indiana, and we recognized the opportunity to of this location and where it's where it's located, and just the need for a strong commercial dealer in Central Michigan. So we jumped on the opportunity to do this. Best One is part of a larger organization. It started in 1947 in Monroe, Indiana, and it's grown to over 270 locations, 16 retread plants across the Midwest and a corner of the Northeast. And they deal with not only commercial, but they also have many retail operations for car and light truck tires.
So how did you end up here in Jackson?
I've been in the tire and trucking industry about 24 years. The last 13 years before this, I was with Bridgestone as a manufacturer rep. Samantha came from more of the insurance side of the business, and I had been covering Western Michigan as a rep for Bridgestone for, like I said, the past 13 years. And there was an opportunity here where the prior owners were retiring and there was really no succession plan. So we, I was approached about coming on board and taking over this operation. And we saw it as a great opportunity. And like I said, I knew the market here, and I knew there was a strong need for a good commercial dealer out here. So we took advantage of that.
So what's new in the tire world?
Well, the good news is rubber and raw material pricing, natural rubber and raw materials that go into producing tires are stable. So there hasn't been a price increase in many years for rubber. Technology in tires, everyone's getting better at it. There's a lot of the Chinese tire manufacturers that are entering the market, and that's causing a little bit of a problem, just like the seal from the overseas in China are causing some problem for some of the American manufacturers. But the good news for the consumers is everyone's getting better at making tires.
Yeah, so tell me, what the heck's the difference in a tire? I mean, is a tire, or what?
Yes and no. They're all, you know, black and round and made with the same components, but
I figured that out. You know, that's why I wonder. I don't know what the difference is.
But there are certain characteristics. They can change the compounding in the rubber to make it, you know, if it's a touring tire and they want something that's doesn't have a lot of noise but has long miles, they can tinker with the compounding. But if it's something that's for a racing type application, they change the compounding as well
there
on the rubber
go.
As well.
Yeah.
That stays cool.
I've been looking for those racing tires.
Yeah.
You know, especially where the roads they are today. I just love hitting it. I want a tire when you hit that bump on the road, you don't feel it. You got one of those tires?
Well, that's probably more suspension than tires, but it helps. You know, the tire basically transmits whatever the road looks like. So
it does make a difference. I actually bought new tires the other day, and that makes a difference. I can't believe the difference in new tire versus an old tire on the road. But yeah. But are there, you know, you got all these different brands out there. I mean, does it really mean something, or is it, I don't know how many brands there
what,
are.
What kind of tires should you have in Jackson with all the potholes and weather?
Well, we're primarily a commercial tire operation, so we mainly deal with other businesses. And anything from a forklift tire all the way up to a wheeled loader tire for the construction equipment that you saw a lot out here as they were rebuilding this road out in front.
So Rick can't get set of tires from you?
We can get any tire you want.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Our specialty is commercial tires, but a lot of our commercial customers have motorhomes, have boat trailers, have... I just did a quote for one of our customers that has a pretty souped-up Camaro they wanted tires on. And they call us. They know that's not our specialty, but they know we can find exactly what they need, and we're not going to play games with them. We're going to get them the exact tire they need. We're not going to try and sell them anything they don't need.
So when did you take over?
We took over in 2014. And it's, there were... like I said, the business has been operating since 1984 in Jackson. So we changed the name to Best One Tires Central Michigan. And we had to rebuild the name, rebuild a lot of the relationships that came and went with the prior ownership. But we've been really welcomed in the community. And it's a great community here in Jackson. And you can see it in the pride with the businesses we deal with. We deal with a lot of construction companies, a lot of farmers, and they're just proud to be part of Jackson and part of the surrounding communities. And we're just happy we can be there to serve them.
How have you found the community?
How have we found it?
Yeah.
Just very welcoming. I mean, we have customers that come in and they talk to us like they've known us for 30 years, even though it's only been a couple years. And they joke around with us like they've known us for many years. And it's been a great experience. And, the people here are just very proud of the town and what it's become.
You have a new location?
Yes, we have a new location in Whitmore Lake. That's out towards, it's off of 23 and North Territorial in Whitmore Lake. And we're really excited about that. And it gives us quicker response times to our customers out in Washtenaw County and the counties east.
Okay. So is Samantha enjoying it here?
Yes. Let me turn the mic over to Samantha.
Okay.
Hi there. I'm Samantha Burgos. Good morning. I work too in the business. I do not handle the sales. That is not my specialty. I pretty much do everything else in the business. I enjoy mostly in the business doing the marketing and kind of getting out there and getting to know the community and getting to know people, just getting to know them as just a family member that's part of our business. That's pretty much what I enjoy with the business.
So life is good.
Life is good.
Okay.
We're a small family business. So a lot of times when people come into the business, they see our sons there, and we are quick to put them to work.
So. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank
appreciate
you for having
it.
Us. We appreciate it.
That is Best One Tire and Service of South Central Michigan. Your location is...
The location is 1705 East High Street in Jackson.
In the industrial park area.
Correct. And our location, Whitmore Lake, is 6900 Whitmore Lake Road.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next up, I think we got another interesting. We have XL Staffing with Jen Kinsel here today. And staffing, hiring people. I mean, seems like there's lots of jobs out there. Are there lots of people?
There are, actually. We're pretty excited about it. It's weird because the unemployment rate's so low, people think, oh, there's no jobs, but we get new calls every single day for people that really want to work.
So, yeah, so you're with XL Staff, and you guys been around for 2000?
Quite some time, yeah. Some time? Dave's owned the business since 2009. We've been right here in Bella Notte's back parking lot here, right across the street from the old Vermeulen's Furniture on Cortland. We moved down here in 2012. Mm-hmm.
So it's but you see that, it seems like, again, are you able to find people?
Yes. It's tough, though. It really is. We have to do a lot of outreach. We use every service that we can possibly use. We use social media. We utilize South Central Michigan Works. We use job boards, Indeed, Monster, all of those places. I mean, I do a Monday morning job outlook on K105.3, so I go on every Monday morning and talk about open jobs and different opportunities that we have. So that changes on a weekly basis. So we definitely have to advertise and get the word out that we really do have long-term employment. That's the key that we have that's a little bit different than some of the other agencies. I mean, I don't know how they all run. I've never been there before, but our thing is that we do long-term employment. We do direct hires. If you have, if you're running a company and you're looking for an HR manager or a quality director or something along those lines, then you would contact me, and I, in essence, headhunt. We're kind of like the Match.com of the working world, basically.
So if I call you, you can probably find me a job or anybody else a job.
Absolutely. I have it happen quite often. Rick, I don't know about you. Your credentials are pretty high. I might have to shop you around in a higher market. There you go. Look at there. See? Match.com right there. We just found Rick a job. We found Mike an employee. We're good to go.
I don't think Match.com, but with you, Archer.
Mike and Rick.
About time he went to work.
Yeah. That's amazing to me is you can, if you call Excel or whatever, there's a job there for you.
There is. I mean, if you looked at our job board right now, if you walked into our office and looked at our job board, there's probably 20, we have probably 20 to 30 openings, to be honest with you, as of right this minute. The clients that we work with, we have a really nice screening process that we go through. We have several levels of filters that we go through to screen the candidates. So we're not just going to throw a hot body, somebody that can fog a mirror up. We're just going to kind of send them out to you. We have a huge screening process from the very initial intake all the way through the, we do phone interviews, then we have an in-person interview, and then we submit resumes, and then that candidate does an interview at your location as well. If you're looking for a clerical person, a front desk person, you would contact me. We would do all of the pre-screening in our office. We run background checks, we run drug screen, all that kind of stuff. Then we send them on to you, and then you interview them, and then you get to decide. So it's not like I'm just going to send you somebody and say, here you go, Rick, deal with it.
Right. I want to be Vice President of the United States. Can you get me?
I can work on that.
What the heck? I'm going to try that. But
I think it really depends on who you want to be Vice President with.
I'm not sure either one of them.
Yeah, me neither.
that's why I got to bring somebody that's in half True. Reasonable, whatever. True. But I guess we can talk about that another day. But
right.
Do you get some really interesting job requests out there?
Sometimes.
I mean,
sometimes
something really
we do.
Wild and, it'll be kind of fun.
To be honest with you, I don't know that we've had anything really wild lately. We get some wild candidates that come in.
No, I'm sure you get some wild candidates. Yeah. I can imagine.
We do. But, it's never boring at XL Staffing, that's for sure.
I'll bet it isn't. So you guys, they talk about that screening. That's got to be a big part of this. And a big part of it is trying to get people to show up and stay at work.
Yeah, it is.
How do you do that? How do you get people to show up at work?
I think that it's creating a sense of ownership and a sense of accountability. We try really hard to engage with our associates on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. A lot of companies are direct deposit only. We have the option of direct deposit or we hand deliver checks. We have a courier that delivers checks. We work with 30 different employers in the Jackson and Albion area. Right now, we're kind of branching out along 94 both ways. And right now, we have a courier who just delivers all of our checks. So they're in constant contact with our employees, with our clients that we work with, with the companies we stop in. Hey, how's it going? Drop something off to HR department. Here's checks for the week. Do you guys have any questions? So we're in constant communication with all of our clients that we work with the employers, and with our associates as well. And I think that the more that we engage with our associates, the more that we interact with our employees, the more accountability that they take, that this is a real job. This is a real career. It's not, I'm just a temp, so it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll get a paycheck somewhere else next week or whatever it may be. We try really hard to engage and have little incentives, I guess, basically for our employees so that we can keep them on and keep our clients happy and keep them earning a paycheck as well and boost the economy in every way.
Do you do a criminal background? Sure.
We do. Yes, we do. Absolutely. We have a few different levels of criminal background checks that we can do depending on what your needs are as a client, as an employer. So we customize our package to meet any of our employers' needs. If you call me up and you say, I need, this specific background check, then that's what we do. If you say, I want you to run a pre-employment drug screen, but I'm okay with the medical marijuana situation, so it doesn't matter. I don't want to know about that. Then we can customize a package that way. Or you can say, I want you to do a drug screen and I want to know everything there is. It just depends. We can customize a package whatever
you
need.
Prosecutor's ears just.
Yeah, wait, I was saying, you can test for hard drugs, but then don't.
I did say medical marijuana. I didn't say anything
medical,
else.
Medical marijuana. Okay. Isn't everybody on medical marijuana now? Too? We got to think what the heck. So are you seasonal? Are you going to see a lot of seasonal things? Can you come like this spring, summer? And
a little bit. We're mostly, you know, I would say, to be honest with you, I've always said that we're about 80 to 90% manufacturing. And over the last month or two, we've kind of reduced the manufacturing, not really reduced the manufacturing, our percentages are changing. We're kind of about 70-30 now, to where we're adding more clerical and more administrative positions. And clerical and administrative positions don't fluctuate the way that manufacturing does. You know, manufacturing July, there's that 4th of July kind of hangover, I call it, after, you know, GM shuts down and those kind of things. We work in the aerospace manufacturing environment as well, and that stays pretty consistent because typically when you have an aerospace manufacturer, they are also medically certified so that they kind of keep their business consistent or consistently growing.
So I guess really if you're looking for a job, I mean, and probably it's kind of intimidating for a lot of people, it'd probably be much easier for a person to go through Excel or somebody like you.
The beauty of using Excel staffing is when you walk in my door with your resume in your hand and you take the 20 minutes to fill out our application, you've just applied with 30 different companies. So we have several positions posted on our website. We just redid our website, so please make sure you check it out. It's excelstaffing.com, and it's X-C-E-L, no E in front of it. But if you look, there's positions that are open that you can apply for online. Once your application is actually transmitted into our office, we go over your qualifications, your requirements, your background, your work history, and then we compare you to all of the open positions that we have. So, like I said, when you apply with us, you apply with 30 different companies.
Where are you guys at, Jen?
We are on 146 West Cortland, the red brick building right in the back parking
right,
lot here.
Right down the street.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
For Excel Staffing, Jen Kinsel. Take a break for the news, and we'll be back. Good morning, Greater Jackson, News Talk 970, WKHL.